We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career.
I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to t2t.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Preakness Day 2025, the middle jewel of the Triple Crown on the line today at Pimlico Racecourse. And boy, what a difference a day makes. The weather was horrendous yesterday at Pimlico in Baltimore, Maryland. But the weather forecast for today, as they say, it's going to be 75 degrees. Right now, it's about around 75 degrees. And it's going to get up to 88 degrees this afternoon. It's sunny this morning with a little bit of overcast coming through this afternoon. But the precipitation, any type of rain, they say is about 15% today at Baltimore, Maryland. And that's the way we start out the Race Day Show for today. We welcome you. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station, our home base, Sports Talk, 1400 AM and 107.1 FM on the radio. And here at the South Point Studios, at the South Point Studios Streaming Network at YouTube, we welcome you to the show. And all of you listening to us on our other platforms that include our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global, iPhone, Android, and Google phone. We got you covered there, too, with the apps that you can get at your app store. Of course, the KSHP app, you can listen to us through the radio station here in town. And, of course, the YouTube app, you can see and hear us at YouTube. On your app, on your devices, and of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. However, wherever, whenever, welcome to the Race Day Show for this Preakness Day. We got a lot to cover on the show today. First of all, that is the weather right now at Baltimore. As you know, yesterday, if you were playing the races at Pimlico, it was an awful day. I mean, it was a day of trials and tribulations all over the place. The weather was bad. And then, of course, jockey Sheldon Russell, what a day he had. He was dumped twice. He had a starting gate incident, etc. He was taken off his mounts after the second incident yesterday. And his wife, Brittany Russell, employed Irett Ortiz Jr. to win a race that Sheldon was supposed to win on him a little bit later on in the card. And, of course, between the Pimlico special and the Black Eyed Susan, the skies opened up. Not only did it rain torrential, but it also had thunder and lightning that gave a one and a half hour wait between the Pimlico special and when they finally ran the Black Eyed Susan. The last race on the card, the 14th race, the one after the Black Eyed Susan, was canceled. So they didn't have the 14th race there. The Black Eyed Susan was the last race on the card. So it was an eventful day yesterday at Pimlico, but let's hope those events are in the past. And today we're going to have some great racing out of Pimlico Racecourse. Let's take a look at what happened yesterday at Pimlico before we get started with today's racing action. Flavien Prat and Brad Cox started it off in the very first race yesterday, winning that, paying $2.10 on the big favorite there. And then later on in the day, in the fifth race, Tyler Connor won the fifth race aboard a horse that paid $137.40 that ignited the pick fives that were linked up to that race. The sixth race came back. Tyler won that fifth race. Tyler came back and won the sixth race on a horse that paid $21.40. So Tyler Connor was the responsible jockey, back-to-back long shots, big long shots in one and regular long shot in the other, that constituted two pick fives that went to four out of five. Nobody had the pick fives linked in those races in either one of the two pick fives that covered those two races. So then we got to the seventh race. That seventh race winner paid $77.20. So the pick five was not hit with the abundance of those long shots. Four out of five paid $7,043.60. Then we started getting into the stakes races. The Allure DuPont Distaff was the first of the stakes races. There, Candide won and paid $3.80 for Irett Ortiz Jr. and Todd Pletcher. Following that, the Hilltop Stakes for three-year-old fillies. Play with Fire won for Flavien Prat's second win. Trainer Brendan Walsh there paying $9 even. The pick five that linked up into that race, nobody had it because of the big long shots. In that pick five, four out of five paid $3,974.25. So two pick fives yesterday at Pimlico. Nobody had the fives in there. They paid off on the fours. In the Miss Preakness Stakes, for the three-year-old fillies going six furlongs, the winner there was Echo Sound. Luis Saez for Rusty Arnold paying $9.80. And you'll be back finished second in that race, and Holy Grove finished third. In the very one stakes at 5.5 furlongs on the turf, the winner there was Maserati for Irett Ortiz Jr., replacing Sheldon Russell that was supposed to ride the horse for his wife, Brittany Russell. Instead, Brittany tabbed Irett as a replacement. Maserati won and paid $19 even, and Sheldon, I guess, felt a little bit more sore after that race, that's for sure. That pick five linked up to that race paid $9,401.55. Then came the Pimlico special, and the clouds and the thunderstorms were starting to loom around Pimlico Racecourse, but they got the Pimlico special in on time in a muddy track. Awesome Aaron got up in the final strides to win for John Velasquez and Norm Cassie, paying $16 even, outrunning Fila's Fog and Star of Wonder. Then the clouds came, then the thunder came, then the lightning came. And as a result of that, an hour and a half before the storm passed over Pimlico Racecourse and they can get back to running the Black Eyed Susan. An hour and a half wait time. Finally, when they ran the Black Eyed Susan on that muddy track, because they took a lot of rain between that hour and a half, the winner there was Margie's Intention, who wore down Paris Lily to get up and win the Black Eyed Susan for Flavien Prat's third win of the day. Brad Cox's second win of the day and the second win for the Pratt-Cox combination. That horse paid $7 even. Jonathan Hardoon had it right on the show yesterday, saying he liked Margie's Intention over the morning line favorite. Finishing second in the race was Paris Lily, and third in the race was Kinsey Queen. And as I say, the 14th and final race was canceled yesterday. 20-cent pick six. The 20-cent pick six paid $1,144.02. They have a carryover exceeding $88,000 today, and they have mandatory payoffs in those pools for the 2 days between the Black Eyed Susan and the Preakness Stakes today. Remember that. There will be a mandatory payoffs there at Pimlico. That was a day to remember yesterday. It had everything you could possibly have as far as weather conditions there. Now, as I say, that storm has left. They got overnight without any more rain in the area. Foggy, over, misty, etc. But it seems to be clearing up now, as they say. The weather report has it sunny this morning and 76 degrees. And by this afternoon, it'll be 88 degrees and partly cloudy. Humidity might be a problem there today with all of that moisture in the air. The humidity will be 59%, and the dew point is 60% there. So keep that in mind when you're watching the horses in the paddock and on the racetrack. They may be a little wet, but it has something to do more with the humidity than obviously the any of the conditions as far as raining is concerned. All right, now get your sheets out because here are the scratches as we have them today at Pimlico. Remember, the first post time is about 13 minutes away. So here's your scratches quickly at Pimlico. We go to the first race. First race about 14, make that 13 minutes away now. In the first race, scratch the 3, Sheriff Ronnie. The 3 is out of the first. Second race, scratch number 5, Honor Cat. Number 5, Honor Cat is scratched in the second. The third race, scratch number 2, Kitty Sun, and the 6th, Tell 'Em I'm Coming. The 2 and 6 out of the third. The fourth race will be the first of the 10 stakes races today at Pimlico. The fourth race, the Maryland Sprint. Scratch number 2, Prince of Jericho. And number 4, 90% Maddie. The 2 and 4 are out of the fourth race. Fifth race, we have 3 late scratches. Scratch the 1, My Ginger Girl. The 5, Parola Sakura. And the 13, Come to Mama. Numbers 1, 5, and 13 are scratched in the fifth. The sixth race will be the Skipat Stakes. The Skipat Stakes, scratch number 6, Admiral Hopper. Big long shot there. Number 6, Admiral Hopper is out of the sixth. The seventh race is the Gallerette on the turf for fillies and mares. In the seventh race, scratch the 1, Dana's Beauty, and the 5, Conquest Dancer. The 1 and 5 are out of the seventh. We go to the 8th race, the Chick Lang Stakes. In the 8th race, no changes, 11 are still entered. The 9th race, the Jim McKay Turf Sprint. In the Jim McKay Turf Sprint, scratch the 1, Boats Rockin', and the 7, Duncan Idaho. The 1 and the 7 are scratched in the 9th race. The 10th race is the Sir Barton. The Sir Barton, scratch 2 horses out of that, scratch the 4, scratch the 4. Mrs. Rogan, and the 7, Haima. The 4 and 7 are out of the Sir Barton. In the 11th race, the James Murphy Stakes, scratch Mission Artemis, the 2 horse, scratch the 2, Mission Artemis, scratch the 3, Clock Tower, and scratch the 5, End of Romance. Numbers 2, 3, and 5 are scratched in the 11th race. The 12th race, the Dinner Party Stakes, scratch number 3, Signator, scratch number 9, Irish Aces, and scratch the 11, Flamingo. The 3, 9, and 11 are scratched in the 12th race. We have no scratches in the Preakness, the 13th race on the card. 9 will go there. The 14th race is an Arabian Bred Stakes race, the UAE President Cup. In that Arabian race, the 14th, by the way, it's a $200,000 grade 1 Arabian race. That's the last race on the card, scratch number 2. The 2 is out of that 14th race. Those are the late changes. That's your track conditions. And, of course, that is the weather conditions at the moment. And so we have set up the Preakness Day for you. We'll take our first break. When we come back, we have our handicappers ready to go. Jonathan Hardoon, John Linda will be with us. Rich Eng will be with us. Jerry Jackowitz will not be with us this morning. He has a small emergency at the house, and we will get his picks for you. He left me his picks, however. So on this Preakness Day 2025, let's get going, and let's get chatting on the chat box here at YouTube. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas, Preakness Day radio and television show. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital here in Las Vegas. It's a beautiful day. It's 75 degrees out there right now. We're going to get up to 86, but there's going to be a lot of wind out here today. But it's always fast, firm, and perfect in the race book here at the South Point. Remember that. And as far as the temperatures around the country, Miami 87, New York City is 83 with some rain in the area. We've got Chicago at 68. L.A., 64 in Los Angeles. Phoenix, Arizona is going to be 95 today. And that's the temperatures for today. And now we'll get to your racing menu. Reminding you, as we always do, that the first post times we broadcast on this racing menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone, because that's where we're at here in Las Vegas. Our race book is already filling up here at the South Point. These will be the first post times that roll out in our race books today. If you're listening or watching anywhere else in the world, as we have platforms around the world with this show, you know that there's plenty of different time zones you're in. So whatever time zone you're in, adjust it to the Pacific time zone so you don't miss anything. Of course, like I miss Mom and Dad. Here we go. We begin with Pimlico Race Course. You got about 7.5 minutes to go until the first race at Pimlico. First post time at Pimlico, 7:30. We're approaching that first post time today at Pimlico. 14 races. We'll go over those stakes races with Jonathan Nardoon in just a moment. At Pimlico, they're up, in the post parade now and warming up for the first race at Pimlico. Delaware Park has 8 races. Their first post time at Delaware Park today is set at 9:35. Then you go to Parks Racing. Parks Racing has a Pick 5 jackpot carryover, $238,834 at Parks today. 10 races, first post time, 9:40. Belmont at Aqueduct. Belmont at Aqueduct today has 11 races, and their first post time is set at 9:40. 11 races today at Belmont at Aqueduct today. I'm assuming that the track will probably be off there because they have 2 races coming off the turf course. The 5th race will come off the turf and run on the main track at the corresponding distance of 6 furlongs. The 11th race off the turf as well and will be run at a corresponding distance of 6 furlongs as well. The other turf races, however, will stay on the turf. First post time at Belmont at Aqueduct for their 11 race card today is set at 9:40. Then we go to Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park has their Rainbow Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $87,035. First post time is at 9:50. Then the Shores of New Jersey at Monmouth Park will kick in at 9:50 with their racing card. They have 9 races. The Spruce Fir Stakes is their 7th and featured. First post time at Monmouth Park today set at 9:50 as well. 9:50 at Monmouth Park today. Next comes Woodbine. Woodbine, north of the border, 9 races. The Ruling Angel Stakes is their 7th and featured. Woodbine has a super high 5 jackpot carryover, $32,477. Their first post time at Woodbine today is at 10:05. 10:05 at Woodbine. Penn National has 7 races today. They get started early at Penn Nat. 7 races, first post time 11 a.m. Santa Anita, Southern California, has a first post time of 1 o'clock this afternoon. 10 races, their feature race is the Misdirection Stakes. The Misdirection Stakes will be the 10th and final race on the card at 6.5 furlongs on the turf. Santa Anita's first post time is at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Emerald Downs has 8 races. Their first post time is 1:50 at Emerald Downs. Louisiana Downs has 7 races. Louisiana Downs' first post time is at 2:05. Then we go to Churchill Downs. They have a twilight card today at Churchill Downs, actually a evening card there. It'll be 3 p.m. post time at Churchill Downs Pacific time, which means it's 6 o'clock over there. They'll have 11 races under the lights. Their 9th race is the featured Louisville Stakes at 1.5 miles on the turf, scheduled for the turf. They might have some bad weather going through there. That's the 9th on the card. 11 races today at Churchill Downs and a first post time of 3 o'clock, 3 o'clock at Churchill. Evangeline Downs has 9 races. Their first post time is 3:10. Charlestown will kick in with their racing card of 8 races at 4 p.m. And then Prairie Meadows will also have a 7 race card starting at 4:30. Their feature race is the Golden Circle. That'll be the 6th. Prairie Meadows' first post time is at 4:30 there. And then we wrap it up in Los Alamitos in Southern California. 9 races, 2 thoroughbreds, 2 thoroughbred quarter horse mixed, and 5 quarter horse races. First post time at Los Alamitos this evening is at 6:50. That's your racing menu for today. Now to get to Jonathan Hardoon standing by. Jonathan, you had it right on the button in the Black Eyed Susan yesterday.
Yeah, the Cox horse ran really well. It was his first start for, she was making her first start for Cox, and you had to ride a switch to Pratt, and it's amazing. You had to wait an hour and a half for the race, but I guess it was worth it.
Yeah, no question about that, that's for sure. A crazy day yesterday at Pimlico, and I'm hoping that at least it settles down a little bit more today. And as we look, we've got 9 thoroughbred stakes races. The 10th race is an Arabian stakes race, but I don't think we'll go into that. We'll kind of stick to one breed today, and that is the thoroughbreds. And we roll out with a lot of the races there, and I want to just touch upon a couple of them, and then if you want to touch upon any other races, you can. I know that you like, in the 9th race, which is the Jim McKay Turf Sprint at 5 furlongs, you like a horse in that race. So let's take a look at that. That's the 9th race on the card.
Yeah, this is 5 furlongs on the turf, Ralph. And I love the number 4 horse in here, Woody. This horse, go watch his replay. He was stuck inside that day. He had so much traffic. I love the rider switch to Pratt. I love the 10-1 on the morning line. There's a ton of early speed to set things up for this horse. I like number 4, Witty, to upset and win today's 9th race, the Jim McKay.
10-1 on the morning line. Couple of scratches in the race, but they were both 30-1 shots, so I don't think it'll make too much of a difference. But nice price on that one, number 4, Witty, yesterday. Now, Jonathan, let me ask you this. Yesterday, have you ever seen a track that has 4 out of 5 and a pick 5, 2 of them in one day?
Not only that, I thought there would be carryovers because usually they carry, but I can't find the carryovers anywhere. So I'm not sure exactly what happened. Maybe they were mandatory payouts. But when you get a $130 horse and another 60-1 shot, you know, listen, the pick five, the early pick five was paying $85 to the Bob Baffert horse Privman, who was 1-9. It ended up paying $4,200, just to give you an idea of how long a price the one really was.
Oh, yeah, that he just took a lot of money down with him early. I can tell you this. Pimlico does have 2 carryovers today that are mandatory payoffs because they're part of that 2-day parimutuel pool deal, okay? The Super High 5 has to go today at Pimlico. They got a carryover of $19,296, okay? $19,296 in the Super High 5 carryover. The Pick 6 jackpot carryover, remember, it carried over from yesterday. Now, the Pick 6 jackpot carryover, that Pick 6 is a 20 cents away bet, okay? The carryover, $88,459 from yesterday, and it's a mandatory today. Just want to keep that in mind for all the folks out there. All righty. Well, let's go next. Why don't we go to the Sir Barton? This is a race at 1/16 for three-year-olds. It's the race for the three-year-olds that didn't quite make the Preakness Stakes by either talent or the fact that their connections decided to go in the Sir Barton. We have a couple of late scratches in that one. Scratched the 4 and the 7. And the 9-5 favorite there is Invictus, 9-5 with Flavian Pratt aboard.
Yeah, and this horse wants to go long. It's career start number 3 today for Brad Cox. He's going to go 2 turns for the first time, and supposedly he's going to get better the longer he runs. He's going to be odds on here, but deservedly so.
And all I can say is that they've got quite a few races today for three-year-olds. That's the other race for the three-year-olds on the main track. The James W. Murphy is a mile on the turf for three-year-olds, and they have a couple of scratches in that. Scratch the 2 and the 5. The 5 horse, End of Romance, was 9-2 on the morning line in that one. And that seems like a pretty open event.
It's a wide open event. The 7, who's the 5-2 morning line favorite, Ralph, to be honest with you, he's not better than a lot of other horses in the race, including the one who ran very well one time. And the horse is 20-1 morning line. And the 8 horse in there, Curie, the Brittany Russell horse, Louis Sires is going to ride. Both of those horses, I think, have a shot to beat the big favorite.
The 8 horse is Curie. He and the other one you say is who again?
Twain, the one horse.
The one, Twain. Okay, you got the 1 and the 8. We can hear that there's a lot of people trying to get hold of you right now, so we'll move on real quick. Before we get to the Preakness, I want to go back to one other race, and that is the Gallarette. It's a grade 3 for fillies and mares, for 3-year-olds and up. It's the 7th race on the card. We got a scratch of the 1 and the 5 in that race, and the favorite in there is 3 Havanas. But there's also a couple other horses that seem to be, will be getting a lot of action.
Yeah, well, the favorite ships in for trainer Christopher Clement. So, you know, we don't know how good the horse really is, but she did earn $232,000. I'm interested in the price horse there, Ralph, number 3, Ocean Club. This horse is on the improve. You know, she's 5 years old, but she's actually getting better. She's 5-18, and I think this horse has an upset possibility here. Rider switch to Johnny V, number 3, Ocean Club, 15-1 on the morning line.
You are the second handicapper I have been in contact with this morning that likes this horse. This is going to be a hot horse in that race, that's for sure. Ocean Club, the 3 in the 7th race at Pimlico. All right, you picked the Black-Eyed Susan yesterday. What about the Preakness Stakes today? The 13th race on the card. Nobody yet has been scratched out of this race. They've got 9 going. The early betting favorite, obviously, is the 2-horse Journalism in the race. And looks like his race to win or lose.
Well, it all depends on the 2 weeks off. Not only that, Ralph, he's actually making his 3rd start in just 5 weeks. Mm-hmm. So it seems like a lot of racing, and 2 of those races were really tough races, including the Derby last time out. I'm going to go with the fresh face in here, Ralph. I like number 8, Clever Again. 3-year-old colt from the Steve Asmussen barn. He's never done anything wrong. 3 races, each race better than the previous one. I think you'll get to 5-1 because they're going to go for Sandman. They're going to go for Journalism. And they may even go for River Thames. I like number 8, Clever Again, to win this year's Preakness.
All right. Well, let's hope you're clever again. You got the winner of the Black Eyed Susan in the Preakness Stakes, the 13th race on the card. The 8, Clever Again, is the horse that Mr. Hardoon thinks will be in the winner's circle afterwards with Jose Ortiz. Now that I've shook quite a few opinions out of you already, how about your picks, your official picks for the show?
Well, Woody was one of them. That was the 9th race at Pimlico. We like number 4, Woody. And we're going to go to Belmont, look at race number 9. Scratch the 8 horse in there, the other 7 going. I like the number 6 horse in here, My Last Mission, a 6-year-old gelding from the Jamie Ness barn. This horse is really in the best racing shape of his career. Ruben Silvera aboard to ride 9-2 on the morning line. Number 6, My Last Edition, wins today's 9th race out at Belmont at the Big A.
I think Silvera had a couple of wins yesterday, didn't he, at Belmont?
He had 3. Yeah, 3. Rudy Rodriguez had 3, and Ruben Silvera, I believe, rode all 3 of them.
Yeah, so, yeah, they were a hot team yesterday. Okay, and the 9th race at Belmont at Aqueduct, you like the 6, My Last Mission, the 6, My Last Mission, in the 9th race at Belmont at Aqueduct. We already got your pick at Pimlico. Again, your official pick on the show at Pimlico was the 4, Witty, in the 9th race. I suppose you got something for me at Santa Anita.
No, I'm done. That's it.
Oh, you're done, huh? You don't want? I don't. I can't.
I didn't like the card, honestly, at Santa Anita. Well, you want a horse? Okay, let's go to the 10th race, 6.5 furlongs down the hillside turf course, number 7, Granny Budgie. Budgie, Granny Budgie, Tiago Pierre for Phil D'Amato. This horse ran down the hill two starts back, and she actually ran well. This is her second start back off of a layoff. You're getting 5-1 on the morning line. Number 7, Granny Budgie. Ralph pulled another one in today's 10th race out at San Anita.
Jonathan, you know I'm always looking out for the horse player because I'm one of them. And by the way,
Ralph.
I know you are. And that's why I know that when I ask you, you'll be pushed to the fence, but you'll give us a horse or two anyhow. We do appreciate the fact that you go over those races for us as well, because you do have a full sheets for those tracks. You got Santa Anita, Belmont at Aqueduct, Pimlico, and I do believe you got Churchill Downs too, don't you?
Correct. JohnHardoon.com.
Great.
Thank you, Ralph.
Great work, Jonathan. Have a good Preakness. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Great. Stay safe and be well. Thank you.
You got it, my man. Okay, Jonathan, he's off and running. we fleeced him for quite a bit on the show, but hey, it's Preakness Day. I'm looking out for you. And we have more handicappers yet to go. Rich Eng will be next, and then, of course, John Linda will be with us from Southern California. And I got Jerry J's picks for you, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that is going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our 7 specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
Day for this Race Day Las Vegas Preakness show, and time to get out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
All right, Richie, I know you did yeoman's job with going over all the races at Pimlico. You have an extensive sheet that you go through each race. It's at least a half a page or a page of paper that you go through in each one of the races at Pimlico. So we want to remind everybody they can get that extensive coverage of the races today at Pimlico, all the races today at Pimlico, at the racedaylasvegas.com website. And but for purposes of the show, I'm going to ask you if who you like in the Preakness Stakes.
Well, you know, I'm going to be in the majority with people who think that journalism just has better speed figures than the rest of these. His last three races are all really, really good. Kentucky Derby, San Anita Derby, San Felipe. I wrote that if he repeats any one of those three races, he is a clear winner of the Preakness. The question mark is the 2 weeks rest. Jonathan addressed that. And, you know, it's kind of an unknown factor with these three-year-olds, but there's three horses that affects, you know, Journalism, American Promise, and also Sandman, closer from with the influencer was a part owner, but I like Journalism an awful lot. I'm probably going to make a number of bets with him just keyed on top. As far as long shots, Ralph, you know, like when I handicapped the Kentucky Derby, I told the folks that I had six horses that I designated S1, meaning they were speed horses, and it proved pretty valuable, because when you took a look at the the way the Derby was run, those speed horses basically all dissipated by the middle of the stretch. They all battle each other into submission. I think there's potential for pretty fast pace again. I gave S1 ratings to the 1, goal-oriented for Baffert, the 3, American Promise for Lucas, the 6, River Thames for Todd Pletcher, and also the 8, Clever Again for Asmussen. Those are 4 horses that their best running style is to be on the front end or very close. So I see the potential again for a pretty quick pace. I think that could really help a horse like Sandman, who to suck up maybe into part of the underneath, second, third, fourth for sure. But journalism's the clear favorite for me, Ralph.
I'm hoping that the track could be pretty much close to fast, but I know that that track just took a deluge of rain between the Pimlico Special and the Black Eyed Susan yesterday. I mean, the Black Eyed Susan was run in something that looked like soup. But in any case, let's hope it can dry out a little bit there. But with the humidity as high as it is, I think drying out the racetrack to get it anywhere close to fast is probably something that we won't see.
Well, it looked pretty good for the first race. The heavy favorite, Augusta Melody, was a nice winner for Irad Ortiz. When you watch a professional rider like Ortiz, he probably preferred to be on the lead, but went a long shot. Went up inside of him to go to the front. He just sat chilly and allowed his horse to sit second, and then he gobbled that horse up, turning for home, and won by daylight. But the track looked really good. The weather looked beautiful, Ralph. So knock on wood, we get a nice weather type day. I don't know what the grass is going to look like, because it certainly took a lot of water, but it's been so early in the meet, it's a short meet at Pimlico. The grass should be pristine, but it might have a little give to it, which, you know, might help some of the horses, maybe with a little bit of what we call European background.
Richie, you said you saw the first race. What did the track look like? Because this morning when they sent over conditions for the racetrack, they had it labeled muddy. But you say the track looked in good shape. Do you think it's probably good by now?
You know what, I must admit I didn't look at the designation, but I tell you what, Ralph, it looked like they had the harrow marks up, which is a good sign, because, otherwise you don't want to see anything sealed or floated or whatever. But if you see harrow marks, that means the track is dry enough.
They
cut it and they use the harrows. And with the sun shining the way it is, Ralph, if there's a little bit of a wind always helps the track to dry out. I think we're going to be in pretty good shape as long as we don't get that 15% of rain possibility.
And one more quick question I ask you before you leave, because we still got to get your pick at Santa Anita. But, looking at the way the weather is now, we'll have to think that the turf course is still going to be labeled good. There's still going to be some give in that turf course after all the rain they had yesterday.
You would think it took an awful lot of rain. And you talked about the long delay between races toward the end of the card. And obviously, that was a nasty-looking storm, Ralph,
yes, it was.
In the Baltimore area. And for the safety of the fans, safety of the workers, safety of the horses, they did the right thing.
Richie, I don't want to take too much away from that first race. It was a 6-furlong race. And as you say, our Irad was on the prohibitive favorite in the race. So he looked like he won like he was supposed to. But we don't want to take any trends starting off at just that first race because of the overwhelming favorite that won. He might have been just the best no matter where he came from.
That's exactly right. There's a tendency sometimes, Ralph, when on a big race day, when we're really studying track biases, if the best horse is a speed horse, well, he's going to win either on the lead or very close to the lead. And that may not be indicative of the way the track is going to play. I think you need a bigger sample than that one sprint.
All right. Well, we know that you have an extensive sheet for Pimlico today on the website, but you also have your regular selection sheet for Santa Anita today also on the Race Day Las Vegas website. So what are you doing for us today at Santa Anita?
Well, I am going to give out one of the horses on the Pimlico card in the 11th. It's the James Murphy Mile on the Turf.
Okay.
The horse I like an awful lot is the 7, Reagan's Wit. Jose Ortiz, the brother of Irad, rides this one. This horse had a little trouble in the Transylvania, kind of was left with too much to do, didn't have a clean trip. But I think the way this field shapes up, Reagan's Wit kind of, he looks like a monster in this group. So let's go with the 7, Reagan's Wit, to win the Murphy Race 11.
All right, that's the 11th race at Pimlico. We thank you for a pick there as well. The 11th race at Pimlico, the James W. Murphy, number 7, Reagan's Wit. And, of course, when Jonathan Hardoon went over the race, he kind of concurs with you. He thinks the 7, Reagan's Wit, is the best, and that's the 7 in the 11th race. And now we'll go to San Anita.
Race number 9 is 1 mile on the main track, and a horse who looks like is just drew a beautiful post to go wire to wire is the 1, Atomic Drop, 3-1 in the morning line. This horse won by 10 last time, could have won by more. Steve Knapp just claimed, now is protected in this spot. The 1, Atomic Drop, a single for me in the late pick 5, Ralph, race 9.
All right, 9th race at San Anita today, number 1, Atomic Drop, and that'll be your mic drop for today. Thanks a lot, Rich.
Hey, thanks, Rock. Good luck, everybody.
All right, we're going to come back with John Lindo standing by in Southern California. He's done a lot of work today. He's got a Pimlico sheet, and he's got a Santa Anita sheet. We'll check in with him. And when we get back, I'll give you a Jerry Jackowitz selections as well. So we got more to go. Don't go away on this Preakness Day. We'll be right back.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
Sports by the book.
Sports by the book.
Sports by the book.
Sports by the book, South Point Studio.
This is the best sports betting network.
I would argue it is a total mismatch.
There's value with underdog prices in series.
I would lean to the under here.
My numbers are saying I got to bet the Tigers.
Two-way action.
When in doubt, we juice that favorite, that extra nickel.
Sports by the book, South Point Studio.
Forget about it. The best.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Preakness Show. Updating on the Preakness win pool right now. Goal-oriented is 7-1, Journalism 6-5, American Promise 9, Heart of Honor 22, Paybill 12, River Thames 9, Sandman 5, Clever Again 5, Gossaker is 19. Those are the current odds for today's Preakness Stakes at Pimlico. Now we go to, before I want to go to Southern California, I want to get Jerry Jackowitz picks for you so we don't run out of time. We'll stay at Pimlico for the Preakness Stakes. Jerry has a play in the Preakness Stakes. He likes number 9, Gossaker. This horse is 19-1 right now in the pools. He likes the 9, Gossaker, as a key horse. He likes the 9 over the 1, Goal-Oriented, the 3, American Promise, and the 6, River Thames. He said, bet the 9 over 1, 3, 6, and of course reverse it, 1, 3, 6 over the 9, and of course at that price you know you should be playing the 9 as well as a win bet as far as his selections. His selections now are from his Jerry J's Power page. Belmont at Aqueduct, go to the 6th race, and the 6th race at Belmont at Aqueduct, Jerry likes the 2 horse, Duration, number 2, Duration at 3-1. His other link-ups may include the 1, the 4, and the 8. 1, 4, and 8 with the 2. 2 over 1, 4, 8 and reverse. Now we'll go to Santa Anita for his play there off the power pages. And we'll go to the 6th race. In the 6th race at Santa Anita, he likes the 10 High Plains Drifter. The 10 High Plains Drifter is his play. His link-ups will include numbers 5, 6, and 11. 5, 6, and 11. That's 10 over 5, 6, and 11. Alternates may include the 13 and the 1 as well as far as long shots in that race, but the 10 is the key for him in the 6th race at Santa Anita. Get Jerry J's Power Pages at jerryjspowerpage.com. Now we're going to Southern California, where Mr. John Lindo is hanging out after all of that work. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. Happy Preakness Day.
Yeah, you too, my man. I can ask you this. The weather, I know in Southern California is nice, but the weather at Pimlico seems to be nice after that crazy day of weather yesterday at Pimlico.
Yeah, the weathermen got it right. They said whatever rain that they had would probably be clearing out by 5 o'clock this morning. It has. Started out muddy, but when they were training this morning, the first race was rated good. They were able to cut the track open. Main track will be fast sooner than later. So it's windy out there. You got the sun shining. Everything's going to dry out. There'll probably be a little give in the turf course, but it was in pretty good shape yesterday. So, again, the longer we go today, the better off that'll be too. But I think conditions are fine for racing.
And, of course, they have posted the official conditions right now updated at Pimlico. The main track is good. The turf course is good, just as you said. So we're going to be in good shape. Good shape, I guess, for today at Pimlico. A lot of great races today, and what a nutty day it was parimutuelly yesterday. Two pick fives went down, 4 out of 5. You ever see that before?
No. And again, they just paid out 4 out of 5. From what I understand, the only pick fives at Pimlico that have carryovers would be the early pick five and the late pick five. So those are the ones in the middle. So they had to pay out that pool to the most winners, and for those two sequences, 4 out of 5 got the money.
And, of course, they got two mandatory payoffs today. No matter what happens, they got to pay the best tickets in those pools as well. A lot of stuff going on, man. I look at practically every race has either a pick 4 or a pick 5. First race, pick 5. Second race, pick 4. Third race, a pick 5. Fourth race, a pick 4. Fifth race, a pick 5. Then a pick 4 and a pick 5. It just goes on and on and on. And, of course, the pick 6 with that 20-cent base bet as well, with a mandatory payoff. A lot of great stakes races today. Before we get to your Preakness pick, I'm going to let you just search around for any stakes race today at Pimlico that you like a horse in.
Well, I've got a radio play for you and race day play. Race number 8, that's the Chick Lang Stakes. Mm-hmm. Number 3, Ancient World, is 2 for 2. It's shown just a terrific turn of foot, winning his maiden at Fairgrounds, coming back at Keeneland. This is a nice horse, and there's speed to set him up. He can sit off the pace. Jose Ortiz fits him perfectly. Even though the 6 furlongs looks like it might be a bit short, I think this horse is good enough to get it done. So anything near 6 to 1 is a very fair price. Number 3, Ancient World, race number 8 at Pimlico. That's the Chick Lang Stakes.
I got to tell you, John, that is a wide open affair. The morning line favorite is at 4 to 1 in that race. Keep it easy. And, of course, all of those horses look pretty well even in the race. It'll be a good 6-furlong scrum on the main track. But I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to do some boxing in that race. I'm going to use your 3. I'm going to use the 5, keep it easy, obviously. But I'm also going to use the 10 and the 11 in that race. They're both nice prices. And I think, mixing them up, maybe we can get a good exacta out of that race, the Chick Lang, which is a very competitive race today. And, of course, that starts out the mandatory payoff and the pick 6. But remember, the pick 6 is a 20-cent base bet today at Pimlico. The Jim McKay on the turf at 5 furlongs is also an interesting race. But with the late scratches in the race, both Jonathan Ardoon and Rich Eng both, Jonathan Ardoon liked especially in the 9th race, the 4-horse Witty. Do you see it that way?
Yeah, this is the value. You look at patterns, and Witty came off a prep at Laurel to run 2nd in this race last year. Has done the same thing, got a nice prep race in off the layoff at Laurel, finished up pretty well after some trouble. It comes back in this race. He'll handle any turf that's less than firm, won't be a problem. His style is going to be a little bit worrisome coming from way off the pace. But you can just see he's well-minted here, 10 to 1. He won't be that with the scratches, but he should still be 5 or 6 to 1, and I think that's a fair number. No Nay Hudson, a horse that's got a little bit more tactical speed. And keep an eye on Coppola, number 6. He's got a chance to shake loose in this field with the scratches. And if he does, he gets very brave. But I think he needs firm turf. So we'll watch the times on the turf in the earlier races. If the times are very slow, that hurts a horse like Coppola.
And of course, James Murphy on the turf at a mile for three-year-olds. Richie likes the seven Reagan's Wit, and I'm sure that Jonathan also likes it. And I would imagine that this is a horse you'd have to use in that play as well.
Yeah, Reagan's Wit is the class of the race. He was hurt a little bit by the scratches. Clock Tower is out of there, so that takes some of the speed out of the race. And he comes from off the pace, so he'll need a little bit of luck. But, you know, if he runs his best race, I think he's the best horse. Soleil Volant ran well coming off a layoff last time. I think he moves forward today. He's number six on the program. And I really do think it's one of those two that gets the job in there. But if, again, Reagan's Wit runs his best race, he's going to win.
All right. And then, of course, we'll get to the Preakness Stakes, John.
Well, you know, looking at that race, Ralph, I thought before the Derby that Sovereignty and Journalism were kind of heading tails, shoulders above these three-year-olds. Mm-hmm. Nothing's changed my mind, even though Journalism got beat last time in the Derby. He ran a winning race, and this is a softer field. He can make his own trip. There is some speed in here. If they try and back it up, he's tactical enough to lay close. I think if Journalism gets any kind of trip in here, as long as he doesn't get stopped, I think he's going to win. Of the horses, if you're trying to play an exacta, you know, to try and make some value out of a 3-5 favorite, Clever, again, I know Steve Asmussen liked this horse quite a bit coming off the layoff this winter. One going a mile right off the layoff, came back against Stakes Horses in Oaklawn, won that. He's got speed, but I don't think he's speed crazy and drawn outside. If somebody wants to go, I think Clever against it's a nice outside pressing trip. I think turning for home, he's the one to catch, and I think Journalism runs him down. River Thames, we know he was 9-1, you had mentioned earlier. There's value there because he's proven against good horses. He got beat a neck by Sovereignty down in Florida. I just question the mile on 3/16 for him. This might be a little long for him, but he'll be on top of the leaders turning for home as well, and I just think Journalism runs those two horses down in the stretch.
John, real quick, taking a look at that Preakness Stakes, I'm gonna use Gossiger in that race. I think he can be a horse that might be in the gimmick for second and third because he'll be coming at the end, and his price is just too large for me to think. In any case, there's 9 minutes to post time until the second race at Pimlico. You got a 4-5 shot in there. The nine horse dropped the hammer is the 9-5 favorite there. Irate Ortiz Jr. riding that one as well as he did the favorite and winning the first race. So he's a odds on favorite there, but man, it looks great at Pimlico today. All right. Now we wrap.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just saying, yeah, that wind out there is really going to help dry out this course quickly. And glad we got through that rain, and it looks like it should be sunny rest of the day.
And don't forget, folks, John Lindo's Lindo Report, an independent Lindo report for all the races today at Pimlico and all the goody stuff that he has, including a late pick four, is here at the South Point, and only at the South Point, free of charge for the race players here. So remember that. If you're in town, come on over. The full Lindo report for Pimlico today. And he has a full Lindo report for Santa Anita as well. Same deal. Selections in all the races, suggested late pick four, and all the goody information. Two independent, complete Lindo reports available here at the South Point today. Only place in this gaming capital that you can get the Lindo report, and it's here free of charge, complimentary to horse players because they love horse players here. And now with that selection you gave us at Pimlico, you can wrap it up with a play at Santa Anita.
Let's go to Santa Anita, race number seven. Number six, Touchdown Brown, exits a really salty starter allowance race where he pressed the fast pace and he paid the price. Drops him with Calbreds. That's huge. Drops him for a $20,000 tag. That's huge. He doesn't need the lead, so he'll either be on the lead or pressing. And against this kind of company, I think he gets very brave today. And at 6-1 on the morning line, there's a lot of value here. So race number seven, number six, Touchdown Brown at Santa Anita.
All right, number six, Touchdown Brown in the seventh race at Santa Anita, the sixth horse, Touchdown Brown. John Lindo's play for the race day listeners. Well, it seems, John, that Mother Nature, after all, is a racing fan. And so we're going to have a great day of racing out at Pimlico. The horses are coming onto the racetrack for competition in the second race of Pimlico. A lot of races left. Come on down to the South Point. This is the place to be for horse players. And certainly today, a place to be to watch the Preakness Stakes. I, as you, like journalism. So I'm going to use journalism as my play there. in the Preakness Stakes. So I want to thank all of our handicappers for doing a great job again today on the show. And, of course, we wish all the riders and the horses safe trips today at Pimlico Racecourse for the middle jewel of the Triple Crown, the Preakness Stakes. As we wrap up our Preakness Stakes show, since Jerry is not here, John has been deputized to say that very last thing as we sign off. Go ahead, John.
Have a great race day, everybody.
Good Preakness, everybody.